Perhaps Columbiana's greatest symbol of this giving instinct is Firestone Park. Harvey Firestone was born on his grandfather's farm here in 1868, and while he set up his manufacturing business in Akron, Ohio, he never forgot his hometown. He vacationed here, often with fellow industrialists Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, and in 1933 he donated part of the family homestead to create this oasis. It features a pool and water slide, baseball and football fields, a track and walking trails lined with deep brick gutters filled with fresh spring water, relics from the days when folks would water their horses here. This crown jewel had tarnished a bit over the years. Pat Tingle, who was born, raised, and married in Columbiana, noticed the changes in 2000. An educator, she spent most of her adult life moving around the country with her husband, Brad Tingle, an executive with UPS. When Brad retired, there was only one place he wanted to be. My husband said, "Let's go home," Pat says. The Tingles lived happily in Columbiana for many years, but Brad died in 2014, and their son David Tingle passed away 3 years later, when I lost them both. "I wanted to do something special for them and something special for the town," Pat says. She cashed in some savings, added much of her husband's life insurance money, and donated her remarkable nest egg, $500,000, to spruce up the family's favorite spots. "I always tell people I'm never sorry I came back. There's something very good and solid about Columbiana," Pat says while eating ice cream on one of the new park benches overlooking Meyer Lake, and a plaque that honors her son's memory. You can witness residents doing good by one another and enjoying every minute of it, most vividly at the Crown Theater's Troupe Special Productions. If you show up for an audition, you get a part, even if they add more extras to the cast. Never acted before? No problem. Before Caleb Clapsaddle debuted in Mulan, his only experience in front of a crowd was reading a Mother's Day poem at a church, and it didn't go well. Caleb, 19, has Asperger's syndrome and often has trouble connecting with others. "He just kept his head down and read as fast as he could," says his mother, Carla Capsaddle. "When he finished, he said, 'I'm never going to talk out in front of anybody again.'" Caleb was sure people would laugh at him when his mother suggested he try out for Mulan. But working with a supportive group that includes people with all sorts of challenges has helped him blossom. "He's a totally different person," says Carla. "It gives him a place where he belongs. He used to not hug, and now he's hugging everybody." Next, Caleb plans to audition for Shrek. In fact, he plans to audition to play Shrek. "I get to express how I'm feeling, who I am," he says. "Today, Caleb is a star, just like Ryan Hawke."